Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Excited to make his radio debut. This is a brand new talent, GP. Morning show here on 106.7 The Fan.
Boss has been bugging us to get this guy on to get him
to
some
help
reps.
Promote them, to something help get some attention to them because they don't have that much. It's Eric Bickle is the name of the Sports Junkies. EB, what's up, brother?
Hey, guys. Hey, I need all the help I can get. I'll take it.
EB, I can't believe you agreed to join us during the Ryder Cup. You got to be steamed up watching the
game. I'm so annoyed.
Right now.
Why are we losing, EB?
I don't know, man. They always start, look, the Europeans always start out well in the sort of the team format portion of it. And then usually the Americans come storming back. As long as we don't get smoked here, like 6-2 or something like that after the first couple, we'll be okay. But it doesn't look great, I'll say that.
Griffin and DeChambeau, I'm so irritated with. They were 2-up, and now they're just giving it away to Fleetwood and Rose. Please win. I just need America to win. Put America on it. I need you to perform better.
Well, how about this, though, EB? I got here, and Toby was, like, all crestfallen about the first few hours. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is like, oh, my God, everything's ruined, how bad were the first several hours of this?
It was about a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
I mean, like, I don't know if I'm on the right scale on that. So 10 is the worst,
10's bad.
Right?
10's, 10's bad.
Really
good, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say like 7.
Oh, that's
like
worse.
Yeah,
you,
worse.
You had me so calm. Yeah. So this is bad.
No. But 1-3 was okay. If we could go 2-2 here or some version, split some points, like we'll be okay. But if they're up like 6-2 or more, it's bad.
All right. So let's go to the actual football match this weekend, Eric. The injuries are mounting, obviously. A lot of guys won't play this weekend. The line is now swung to Atlanta. They're favored at their place. What's the recipe for you to win this game?
It's got to be run the football, right? I mean, we're the second best rushing attack in football. Last year, we were the third, so I don't think it's fake. Like, I think that's the real deal, and we only got stronger along the offensive line. I have to admit I've come around on Mariota. I keep waiting for him to turn into Marcus Mariota, but I guess he's not in this offense. So I'm kind of okay with them being, you know, cautious, doing the right thing by Jaden, even though he clearly is desperate to play. But, yeah, we got to run the football. And looks like Bill practiced today, right? It's a full participant. So even though he's listed as questionable, I want a full complement of backs there because, man, that wide receiver room is pretty thin, isn't it?
Yes.
How sold are you on JD5 playing against the Chargers next week?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not privy to anything. All I can know, I know that Grant, you're out there all the time and you see things and hear things. I can only go off what you guys see and report. But the other thing I'll go off of is just sort of my own intuition when I see things. And when I saw Jaden talking to the media on Wednesday, I saw a guy that was just resigned to the fact that no matter what he does, these guys aren't going to clear him anytime soon. So I don't know. I think they're going to try to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I think it's probably 50-50. That's purely a guess. But I see a lot of resignation in Jaden right now.
So, EB, tell me about this Daisy's dip that you eat. So I got to tell you, I am a massive French onion dip guy, but I ride hard in the paint for hell of a good dip. I've never tried Daisy's. I'm willing to give it a shot. I am, I mean, I take this very seriously. I do Cape Cod, kettle cooked, crunchy chips with French onion dip. What do I need to know?
You got to try it. It's fresh ingredients, the kind of stuff you have in your own house. It's a little bit fresher. I just think you got to try it. You try the French onion and you try the ranch dip. Personally, I'm a ranch with wings guy, but some people, are you a ranch guy at all?
So I'm not so much a ranch guy. I do wings with no snoss. You know, I'll do like either buffalo or dry rub old bear or whatever, but I don't dip them in anything.
All right, what about chips? Can you do chips in ranch or no?
Yeah, that's not a thing. I could do that as long as you're not asking me to do a carrot or something ridiculous.
No, no, no. Get both, try them, and look, it's different. It's distinct. It's got its own thing, but I think you're going to love it, and I'm a proud endorser of the Daisy French Onion and Daisy Ranch Dip. You got to try it.
Now, Eric, for me, I would love a swimming pool, but I don't have the space. I would love the exercise ability to be able to swim year-round. Is there some kind of product or thing that you're familiar with that you could recommend to somebody like
me? You know, I've heard that they have those. Yeah, I've heard they have those swim spas. Now, Danny, forgive me.
Yep.
Forgive me for asking.
Okay.
Are you a co-endorser with your boy, with Offenbacher's?
No, I am not. No, I am not, Eric.
Okay.
No, I am not.
But
is that a very sad question? I was assuming you were going to say
yeah, I got to say, EB, that's tough.
No.
I mean, there's a nails on the chalkboard thing happening.
No, it's fine. I mean, this is also me baiting the hook and just letting everyone know that I'd love to catch some fish.
I thought you were setting me up for this because you were also a co-endorser, and you know that, of course, they want all of their endorsers to have these swim spas. Mm. But I'm sure we could make a silly deal for Danny Roure. Why not?
Why would we?
One would hope.
Absolutely. Yes, all right, so give us your prediction for Sunday, EB.
Listen, let me just say this. I'm going to give you my basic premise of this game. This game terrifies me, and not as much because of the injuries, which should terrify us, right? This game terrifies me because the Falcons are coming off, you know, an awful performance against a mediocre team. We're coming off one of our best performances, really. You know, a dynamite on offense, defense, and special teams. Sure, we left a little bit out there at the beginning, but really stepped on them. So we all know that this is a week-to-week league, and unless you're one of the team, you know, the league's very, very, very best, you can get inconsistent efforts. So I see a little regression in the mean happening here. This is what scares me, is us not playing, you know, like a 42-burger like we did last week, coming back to earth a little bit. Them clearly not as bad as being bageled by the Panthers last week, and somewhere meeting in the middle and having a hot one going in the fourth quarter. That's what terrifies me. But yet I do think this team is well coached. I do think overall we're better. So I'll take us in a squeaker, maybe a Matt Gay field goal, 27-24.
Eric, appreciate it as always, man. Good luck with the new show.
Thank you, buddy.
You got a shot. These guys have a chance. I'm telling
good.
You.
I like them.
We like it's four friends.
It's unusual.
All in one studio.
Four
all
different
at once.
Voices going back and forth. The producer chimes in. It's a hoot.
Eric Bickle of the Sports Junkies. That there is your Beltway Blitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio. You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.